Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. God is on the throne and God is in charge. This is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. I didn't make this day. You didn't make this day. Nobody but God. And he woke you up this morning and started you on your way. Yes, this is your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. With you this morning, God is truly, truly a God that could do anything but fail. And I'm excited about today. And I know you should be too, because you are a miracle. You are a walking miracle. He woke you up this morning and started you on your way. Tell a friend to tune into Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour of Prayer. We are with you all around the world, over 65,000 listeners, and we thank God for each and every one of you. We thank God for you being attentive, counting out robberies to wake up early in the morning and praise and worship the Almighty Living God. This is a teaching ministry on prayer. Didn't the disciples say, Lord, teach us how to pray? And he left the model prayer. And I believe that there was more teaching on prayer. I do believe that. Because the disciples were able to do what God told them to do. Be obedient to the Spirit of God. And we thank God for his teaching. We thank God for the ministry of being a servant. And each and every one of us are servants of the Most High God. We thank God for Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services, located at 5126 Bel Air Road in the blessed city of Baltimore. Yes, we thank God for you, Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, and your beautiful, blessed family. We thank God for you, Deacon Gwen. We thank God because God is doing great and mighty things in your life and lives of those that you have blessed. Harry P. Close Funeral Homes, located at 5126 Bel Air Road. He's a blessing to the state of Maryland and throughout the world. Yes, we thank God for you and you being the man of God that God has called out and appointed for such a time like this. We thank God for Dr. David Gaines Natural Hairstyles, located at 2103 North Charles Street, Ebony Styles. You would like to have that natural hairstyle? He's the place to go. 5126 Reverend Harry P. Close, but no, we talk about Dr. David Gaines, truly men of God, 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. Give him a call at 443-449-3631. Dr. David Gaines, 443-449-3631. Ebony Styles, natural hairstylist, also a barber on site. So give Dr. David Gaines a call. You must have an appointment. He's operating according to CDC guidelines, 443-449-3631. Dr. David Gaines of Ebony Styles, he's the man that you should call. Also, he's a praying man, a man of God. We thank God for his blessed wife, Demetria. We thank God for who she is in his life. Thank God he's giving out bread and pastry every Tuesday. But you got to give him a call at 443-449-3631 and let the David Gaines like to pick up some free bread and pastry on Tuesdays from 2103 North Charles Street. Y'all know where it is. Y'all got the number. Amen. If you don't need it, share it with someone else. But you got to give him a call at 443-449-3631. Dr. David Gaines, Ebony Styles. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Shanita Kelly, our realtor and broker. We thank God for you. You can give her a call at 443-854-0977. Yes, 443-854-0977. Shanita Kelly, our woman of God, a praying woman that will pray you through that purchase of your new home, pray you through the sale of your home that you're now in. Shanita Kelly is the woman you need to call, 443-854-0977. Men and women of God, we're supporting our men and women of God. Yes, we are. We thank God for those that know a word of prayer, that are in business, that are treating us right and doing the right thing. We thank God for you, you, and you. Thank you, Jesus. God is on the throne, and God is in charge. When I woke up this morning, I didn't have no doubt that the Spirit of God will bring us out each and every situation we're in. You may be in a situation now, and I want you to trust in God. I want you to depend upon God, because the Word of God says so. Trust. Trust in God. Let someone know that you're a man or woman of God and you are trusting in nobody but God. We're going to have a little bit of praise and worship this morning. We're going to the Word. We're going to have teaching, and we're going to have prayer. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Down in your heart and say a little prayer.
That game ready or not, here I come. Mm-hmm. So you better get right now. Get right with God. Get right with God. I know you've heard that song. Get right with God and do it now. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Not November. Not December. Get right with God and do it now. Not with your pastor, not with your mother, not with your father, not with your sister, your brother. They don't have a heaven or hell to send you to. Get right with God and do it now. And if you get right with God, you're going to get right with everybody else. It's all going to line up. When you're disobedient to the Father, you're going to be disobedient to everyone else. You're not even going to respect yourself until you get right with God. Playing time is over, my brothers and sisters. It's time to get right with God and do it now. God is watching you. Yes, he is. He knows exactly what you're doing. He knows exactly what you're saying every hour of the day. And we can't fool God. Thank you, Jesus, for sending your precious son. Thank you, God, for sending your precious son, Jesus Christ, who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins. He who knew no sin. Get that in your spirit. Jesus Christ suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins. He who knew no sin. He could have came down from that cross. Mm-hmm. Because he was being obedient to his Father. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Thank you, God. And my dear ones, we have to learn how to forgive. Before we go any further, we have to learn how to forgive one another. Why? Because Christ has forgiven each and every one of us. Mm-hmm. A sacrifice, the sacrificial lamb for you and for me. And we thank God. Time is drawing near, my dear ones. We know not the hour or the day. But he's coming back. And it behooves each and every one of us to be ready. Stop pointing fingers at everyone else. And say, Lord, I want to get right with you. I want to set an example for the world of what it's like to be a man or woman of God. I want to be that peacemaker. I want to be that individual with love and compassion. Thank you, God, that you died on the cross for little old me. Somebody ought to be praising God and thanking God this morning because he woke you up, first of all, and didn't have to do it, but he did. You have a home that's still intact. You have a bed. Thank you, God, to sleep in. You protected from the fires and the floods and the thieves of the night. So what do you complain about? Nothing. You have nothing to complain about. You're to be praising and thanking God. Lifting up your hands. Those that are lying on your sick beds, you praise him and watch God move in your life. You give God the glory and the honor and the praise. And you know, my dear one, sometimes God has to lay us flat on our backs. Mm-hmm. In order for us to look up and know that God is in charge and not you. Uh-huh. A lot of us are running around thinking that I'm in charge, I could do this, I could do that, and I'm going to tell everybody else what to do, and you're not even doing the right thing. I want you to know this morning that God is in charge. Mm-hmm. And sometimes he has to lay us flat on our back in order for us to cry out, seek him, knowing that he's the great creator, not you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for blessing those that counted not robbery to rise up early in the morning to hear God speak. Early in the morning. God told me to tell you this morning, never, never, never give up. Never, never, never give up. If you're in the prison, behind prison walls, and know that you're innocent, never, never, never give up. If you're in the prison and have committed a crime, knowing that you're guilty, you still cry out to God and ask God to forgive you of your sins. The Word of God says he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. So watch out. Because judgment day is coming. Yes, it is. Judgment day is coming. And we're not going to be doing no judging. God is the great and almighty judge. Thank you, God. And he can do anything but fail. God doesn't make any mistakes. There's no mistrial when it comes to God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. But we can cry out to God and ask him to forgive us. The Word of God says he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. Let's go to Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from a nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noontime. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes should I behold and see the reward of the wicked. But thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. With long life will I satisfy him and show him what? My salvation. Psalm 91, our psalm of protection. Read it breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and even for a snack. There's no calories in the Word of God. Thank you, God, for your Word. We appreciate you for your Word. May God's Word bless the hearers, the listeners, and doers of his Word. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to Psalm 5. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King, my God, for thou, unto thee will I pray. Who are you praying to? God. Don't try to impress nobody with your prayers. When you're praying to God. It's serious. It's not a joke. You're talking to God. That's what it's saying here in Psalm 5. Hearken unto my voice, my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. You should be talking to God. Don't be trying to impress man with your prayers. Don't be like the hypocrites. My voice shall thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee. And will look up. Thank you, Jesus. I will direct my prayer unto thee and look up. I want you to know those that are lying on their sick bed this morning. I want you to look up and live. Cry out to God. Thank you, Lord. Everybody can't get on their knees and pray. It's good if you can. But if you can't, you look up and cry out to God this morning. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither thou shalt he plague evil dwell within thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. God hates sin. S-I-N. And if you are a man or woman of God, you should hate sin also. Lying, stealing, backbiting, gossiping, whoremongering, committing adultery, fornication, homosexuality, the use of illegal drugs, drinking alcohol until you just fall out, get drunk, don't know what you're doing, don't know what you're saying, sin, prostitution, sin. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will adore the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into the house in the multitude of thy mercy. Multitude of mercy. Ain't God good? He didn't give me just a little bit of mercy. Multitude of mercy. So much you can't even count it. Somebody ought to praise God for that multitude of mercy. And in thy fear will I worship toward the holy temple. We worship a holy God. Yes, he is. And men and women of God, intercessory prayer warriors, we ought to be holy. This is no joke. We ought to be living holy lives. Christians, Christ-like. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before thy face. He'll show you who your enemies are. They think they're getting over on you, but they're not getting over on you. They're getting over on nobody but themselves. They ain't getting over on you. God knows exactly who your enemies are, and he will make it known to you who they are. Some people love you because you got money. Some people love you because you got a position. Some people love you because you got a title. You better love God. You better put your trust and faith in God, not the pastor, not the bishop, not the pope, not the governor, not the mayor, not the president of the United States, not the vice president of the government of the United States, not your boss. You better put your trust and faith in God. Yes, we ought to love one another. Yes, we are. But you better put your faith and trust in God. He is your friend to the bitter end. He will not let you down. And that's a promise. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue, always running their mouth. Know everything. Can't tell them nothing. They flatter with their tongue. God will reveal to you who your enemies are. And he will make your enemies your footstool. Intercessory prayer wars, we ought to pray for one another. Thank you, God. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in a multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. Don't take it personal. They're not rebelling against you. They're rebelling against God. If you're a man or woman of God, you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, they're rebelling against God, not you. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. Wilt thou compress him as with a shield? God is blessing you with favor, my dear ones. Yes, he is. Are you one of the righteous ones? Are you yielding to the Almighty Living God? Have you surrendered to the Almighty Living God? Our God is not dead. Our God lives. And he lives within our souls. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody's going through something this morning. You need to cry out to God. You need to surrender to God. You need to let go and let God. You can't do it. Nobody but God. I can depend on God. Who are you dependent upon? You better depend upon God. Speak, Holy Spirit. Thank God. He will change that situation, not you. Let's go to Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Throw also thy spear and stab the way against them that persecute my soul. Draw also thy spear and stab the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. My dear one, salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. Thank God for your tithes and your offerings. Thank God for your measly 10% that you're sharing with the body of Christ. Thank God for your offerings. But that's not going to get you into heaven. Salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. Salvation is free. And we thank God for the givers. Those that are willing to give of their time, their precious time, to pray for others, to do for others, willingly. We thank God for you. There's a blessing in giving. God will bless you back when you're not grudgingly giving, but when it's coming from your heart. God will bless you back 100-fold, and he's doing it right now. For you, you, and you. Thank God for the givers. And we pray for the takers. We got some folks that want to take, 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 take. And I talk about receivers. I'm talking about those that want to take. Greedy, hoarding. We pray for them. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We're not talking about those that receive. You receive your blessings. When someone want to bless you, receive it and say thank God and pray for them that God will bless them even more. Thank you, God. That was Psalm 35, verses 1 through 3. Let's go to Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. Why are you all upset about other folk and what they're doing? You pray for them and put them in God's hands. Remember, we can't change folk. Only God can. We pray for them. We pray for them. And bless those that despitefully use you. Pray for them. Turn them over to God. Put them in God's hands. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. What are you worrying about? You should not be worrying if you're praying. If you say you trust God, why are you worrying about something that happened 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago? Why are you worrying? Let it go and let God. You're a brand new creature in Christ. Those of you who accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you are now a brand new creature in Christ. It happened 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago. Let go and let God. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord. Somebody's saying, well, what should I do, Apostle? Trust in the Lord. But they're calling me everything but a child of God. Trust in the Lord. They won't give me that raise on the job. Trust in the Lord. They won't give me that promotion on the job. Trust in the Lord. My children are acting up. Trust in the Lord. Put down your feet. Put down your feet, both of them. Trust in the Lord. Give your children tough love. Trust in the Lord. You're not a doormat. Do not allow anybody to run over top of you. You're a man or woman of God. You're trusting in the Lord. Do not allow anybody to verbally, mentally, physically, emotionally, abuse you or neglect you. You are a man or woman of God. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord and do good. Some folk we don't need to be around anyway. You need to just leave them alone. Stop calling them up. Stop hanging around the club. Trust in the Lord and do good. Yeah, we got some of the folk in the church. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Some folk in the church that want to milk you, get everything that you got, want to use you. Uh-huh. Want you to be their chauffeur, their maid, their waiter, guinea pig. Uh-huh. Trust in the Lord. They'll get over it. When you tell them no, they'll get over it. Trust in the Lord and do good, so thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also the Lord, and he shall give you what? The desires of your heart. And I pray that the desires of your heart are lined up with the word of God. Somebody say, God didn't answer my prayer. Yes, he did. He said, no. Wait. Not yet. You're not ready for that husband or that wife. You're not ready for that home that you can't afford. You're not ready for that car that you can't afford. That every time you lift the hood, it's $500. Trust in the Lord. God knows exactly what you need. Trust in the Lord and do good. So thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. And he's going to feed you physically and spiritually. It's the word of God that's going to keep you. It's the word of God that's going to deliver you. It's the word of God that's going to heal you. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of thine heart. That's the word of God. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to light. He'll bring it to pass. Yes, he will. If you're doing the right thing, living according to the will of God, he's going to bring it to light. What goes on in the dark will come out in the light. He's going to reveal it. Maybe not in your time. God's time is the right time. Do not wish evil on anyone. It may come back to you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You're speaking this morning. So first of all, you got to trust in the Lord and do good. Then you got to delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you what? The desires of thine heart. Then you got to commit thy way unto the Lord. Commit. Are you committed to the Lord this morning? Or are you a part-time Christian? Are you a part-time prayer warrior? Or you only pray when I get in church so other people can hear me pray? Or when you get on the prayer line, you're praying. Commit. Be committed to the Lord. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. There's that trust again. For he shall bring it to pass in his time. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord. Keep your big mouth shut. If God is telling you something to do, you do it. You don't have to run around and tell the whole world what you're going to do. Rest in the Lord. In Psalm 37, verse 7, it means keep your big mouth shut. God is blessing you right now. It's sad to say, but you can't even tell everybody about your blessings. Because some folk get upset and get jealous and wonder why I didn't get that promotion. Wonder why I didn't get that house. Wonder why I didn't get those clothes. Wonder why he didn't marry me. Wonder why she didn't marry me. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Set an example for the world. The word of God says in Psalm 23, I will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. God will allow your enemies to see what he's doing for you. It's good to testify. Thank God for the opportunity to testify and not testify. But some of us just need to keep our big mouth shut and glorify God and magnify God and lift up the name of Jesus, not yourself. Thank you, God. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Rest in the Lord. And while you're resting, wait patiently. Don't get all upset and bent up out of shape. I don't know why it's taking God that long to do this for me. I thought he would have did it by now. I don't know why God ain't answered my prayer. He answered everybody else's prayer but my prayer. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Don't get upset about somebody else's prospering. You don't know who's blessing them. You don't know how they got that. Watch out. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself for any wise to do evil. Stop that trying to get back at folk. Stop cussing people out. You know, we got Christians that cuss people out. I hear it all the time. Even in the church. Trustees, deacons, even some pastors cussing folk out. None of those words are in the Word of God. And don't try to use those words out of order. Uh-huh. Thank you, Jesus. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait upon the Lord, they shall do what? Inherit the earth. You wait on the Lord. You're going to inherit the earth. That's what it says right here in the Word of God. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. The earth is the Lord's in the fullness thereof. It all belongs to God. They think it belongs to them. But it all belongs to God. It's not your house. Not your car. Not your clothes. Not your food. Not your children. Not your mother, your father, your sisters, your brothers. It all belongs to God. God loans us these things. And we thank God for our parents and our children, our jobs. We thank God for him blessing us with these blessings. But they belong to God. When you leave this earth, you ain't taking none of that stuff with you. Thank you, Jesus. You got to pack up nothing. Just get your soul right with God. Get your mind on Jesus and off of things and people and places. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. Watch out. But the meek. Thank God for the meek, Sister Greta. Thank God for the meek, Elder Don Smith. Thank God for the meek. Thank God for the meek, Minister Sharon Ricks. Thank God for the meek, Minister Barbara Duffy. Minister Yvonne Wilkins. Thank God for the meek, Mother Annie Green. Thank God for the meek. You ever been around folk, and anyway, nothing worries them. Nothing bothers them. And I want you to know meekness does not mean that you're weak. But the meek shall what? Inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in an abundance of peace, Shamika. Abundance of peace God is blessing you with, Mercedes. God is blessing you with an abundance of peace, Diane Green. God is blessing you with an abundance of peace, AJ. The wicked plot up against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. Uh-huh. You ain't got to do nothing. It's in the Word of God, Psalm 37, verse 13. The Lord shall laugh at him, not you, for he see that his day is coming. Why are you worrying? The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. Don't be wishing no evil on nobody. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor knee and to slay the upright in conversation. Is your conversation upright? Is your conversation lifting someone up? Is your conversation lifting up glory of God? Is your conversation blessing? Is your conversation healing? Watch your conversations, men and women of God. Always bringing somebody down. Always criticizing somebody. Are you a bearer of good news or are you a bearer of bad news? Every time you come around, oh, God, here she come again, here he come again, the bearer of bad news, criticizing someone, tearing somebody apart. Woe is me. Why I got to go through all this suffering? That's one of the fruit of the Spirit. Why not you? Why not me? Long-suffering is one of the fruit of the Spirit. We want the other part of the fruit of the Spirit, but we don't want that long-suffering. But didn't Jesus Christ suffer and died on that cross? Yes, he did. And none of us have been crucified. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see this day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword, and they've bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and slay the upright in conversation. Mm-hmm. You got enemies. You got enemies. If you're a man or woman of God, you got enemies. Everybody do not like you. Let me get that in your spirit. Stop getting all upset, men and women of God. Everybody do not like you. Everybody do not want to hear about God. Everybody don't want to hear your conversations. Everybody don't want to hear about God, how God is blessing you. You got some enemies. Their swords are into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man have is better than the riches of many wicked. God wants to bless you. Yes, he did. He came to give his life more abundantly. But if we got a little bit and grateful for the little bit, for that room that you're living in, thank God for that room that I'm living in. Thank God for that grits and oatmeal. Thank God for that clean, fresh water. Thank God I'm in my right mind. Thank God I could walk a little bit this morning. I could talk a little bit this morning. Thank God for the little bit. A little that a righteous man have is better than the riches of many the wicked. For the arm of the wicked shall be broken. But the Lord upholds the righteous. He's upholding you. No matter what you're going through this morning, I want you to know that God is upholding you. The truth will be revealed. So stop murmuring and complaining. Stop getting upset. Blood pressure going up. Uh-huh. Stop worrying. Stop worrying. Put those situations in God's hands. Put those folk in God's hands. The blood pressure will go down. Surrender to God. Someone's on their sick bed today. You need to surrender to God. You need to let go and let God. It's between you and God. Not the doctor, not the nurse, not the priest, not the pope, not the pastor. You need to surrender to God. Let go and let God. Watch God do it. And when he do it, he will do it right. Surrender to the Almighty Living God. Cry out to him right now and say, God, I surrender to you. I want to be a child of God. I trust you, God. I believe that you suffered, died, and bled on the cross of my sins. I believe that they crucified you. Mm-hmm. They buried you. On the third day, you rose from the dead. I receive you as my personal Savior. I ask that you forgive me of my sins, past, present, and future. I want to be a child of God. I want to be a child of the Most High God, Jesus Christ. I accept you as my personal Savior. I believe that I'm a brand new creature in Christ. I repent of my sins. And I know the Word of God says, you're faithful and just to forgive me of my sins. And I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, God, that I'm now a brand new creature in Christ. I thank you. I love you. I worship you. And I adore you. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. If you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior for the first time, I want you to know the angels in heaven are rejoicing. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. Find yourself a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church. But a man or woman of God is preaching and teaching the word and living the word. Pray and ask God to show you where you should go. And he will lead you and direct you. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. If you accept that Jesus Christ is your personal Savior, I want to hear from you. We want to bless you with a special gift. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Thank you, Lord. Bless your people. Thank you, Jesus. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. This is the word of God, Psalm 37. I read verses 1 through 18. This is the word of God for the people of God. God's word is already blessed. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to come together, sisters and brothers in Christ. We thank you, Heavenly Father, you woke us up this morning and started us on our way. It wasn't the alarm clock. It wasn't our phones that rang. It wasn't someone touching us on the shoulder. It was nobody but you. And we thank you for that, that you blessed us with one more day. Because this is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for our loved ones that are still in the land of the living. And those that have lost loved ones, touch them, Father God, with your grace and with your mercy. Bless them in a very special way. Someone has lost a son, a daughter, mom or dad, an uncle or aunt, a niece or a nephew, a special friend, a teacher, a pastor, a deaconess, a deacon. Touch them, Father God. Let them see Jesus in the midst of their situation. Let them know that God is still in charge. We pray for the unsaved members of our family, that you will touch them, Father God, with your finger of love. Let them cry out and yield to you and say, what must I do to be saved? We pray for the President of the United States of America. We lift up his wife and his family in its entirety. We lift up Kamala Harris, our Vice President of the United States of America. We pray, Father God, for the President, Vice President of other countries and other nations. We pray for the ambassadors, the members of Congress, senators, congresspersons, House of Representatives, the Ways and Means Committee, the Speaker of the House. We pray, Father God. We pray, Father God, that the Speaker of the House will be you. And that voice or that person that's put in that position will hear from God. And you will be the Speaker of the House. That you speak to that Speaker of the House and tell them how to conduct things in Congress. We pray, Father God, for every Republican, every Democrat, every Independent, every Green Party. We know there's only one party, Jesus Christ. Men and women of God, we're praying, Father, in the name of Jesus for all of our pastors of our churches, all of our leadership, Father God. We're praying that they will do what's pleasing and acceptable in the eyesight of God. We lift up Mother Annie Green, Mother Mary Robinson, Shanita Kelly, Rael Kelly, Darielle, Diamond. We're praying for you, Rosie Traham. We're praying for you, Kayla. Anderson, Sister Jackie Anderson, we're praying for you. God is able, and God can do anything but fail. We're lifting up Greta Mills and the Mills family. Shamika, we're praying for you. Sister Esther, we're praying for you in New Union Baptist Church. We're praying, hallelujah, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage and Sister Nettie Savage, Marvin Harrington, we're praying for you without ceasing. Yes, we are. We're praying for the prayer lines that are faithfully praying for others, that are interceding for others. Sister Esther, God is with you every step of the way. We're praying for Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close. We're praying, hallelujah, for Dr. David Gaines, Desmond Stewart. We're praying for those that have traveled all around the world, and God has blessed them to be back at home. Maddie Hightower, Rhonda Hightower. We're praying for you, Apostle Margie Mercer, Apostle Joanne Farley, your family in its entirety. God is able, and God can do anything but fail. Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor, God can do anything but fail. Those in the hospitals and nursing homes, those in assisted living facilities, we are praying for you. Be blessed. Be encouraged. Let go and let God. We're praying, and I decree and declare a spirit of healing, deliverance, a period of peace in your life. Walk in the newness of Jesus Christ. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Yes, God is real, and he's real in my soul. Watch God move in your life like never before. God is able, and he can do anything but fail. He hasn't failed you yet. Tune in again tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Power Hour Prayer with your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. I found an answer. I learned how to pray. To God be the glory for the great things he's doing. God bless you and be safe.